Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
I want to talk just really briefly about religious freedom. I know that's an issue a lot of people are thinking about right now. JD, do you perceive that conservative Christian values under attack in America? Is that something you're hopeful or less hopeful about right now? Same thing to you, Muslim values, Muslim beliefs. Do you sense that the freedom to practice, to express those religious values and beliefs is under attack? What do you think about that?
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue in our study of United We Fall. And this was Pastor Kevin Singer who gave that question to both of Pastor J.D. Greer and Imam Omar Suleiman in this dialogue which took place in North Carolina University. We already heard the answer of Pastor J.D. Greer as he told us, yes, Christians are persecuted in America because of the movement of the religious of secularism. And he also confessed to the Muslims and to the Christians in his audience that Muslims in America are more persecuted than the Christians, not in somewhere else, but here in America. Pastor J.D. Greer lied to make friendship with the Muslims who live in America because we know Muslims are not persecuted in America. Following Pastor J.D. Greer, Imam Omar Suleiman began to answer this question. As we have heard in our last program, he told his audience that Muslims are not treated fairly when it comes to the topic of religious freedom, as we shove the Muslims aside because we do not know the truth about Islam is a loving and a peaceful religion. Instead, we teach that Islam is a political ideology, not a loving, peaceful religion. Imam Omar said that Muslims are very concerned about that, especially when we know that Muslims are persecuted in China. And then he added, not only the Muslims are persecuted, but the Christians. And then he said, for God's sake, here in America, the Jewish people are persecuted for the rise of anti-Semitism. So from the talk of Pastor J.D. Greer and Imam Omar Suleiman, I learned that in America, Christians, Muslims, and the Jews are persecuted. And that is the song which Muslim jihadi like Imam Omar Suleiman love to sing in America. Why? Because now we need to be united. Who? The Muslims and the Jews and the Christians. Why? So we can defend ourselves in America. For what purpose? For the purpose of giving the green light for the Muslims to continue to grow in America. And what will be the result? It's very simple. They will grow in number. They will grow in power as a defender of the religious freedom until when they have the upper hand. And when that day comes, they will kill the Jews and the Christians and anyone and everyone who stand against their way. That's why we must reject this unity, because it will bring the destruction of the church and America. And today we'll continue with Imam Omar Suleiman to share the last four thoughts which he gave in his answer to this question. At first he said,
And of course, Islamophobia on campuses, you know, in places even here where there's a generally accepting culture. So I think the point is that Muslims face the double whammy often. They worry about these things. And Muslims not only have to worry about their institutions coming under attack and not really finding anyone that would champion them in any way because they don't fit the common mold of claims to religious freedom or religious liberty.
Here we go, my dear friends. Islamophobia, introduced with the word, of course. It's a fact. You see, the Muslims are not treated fairly and they're not part of the American society because of people like the Straight Way of Grace Ministry who's spreading the Islamophobia all over America concerning Islam. Why is that, Imam Omar Suleiman? He said, because Muslims are facing the double whammy often. They worry about these things. Muslims don't only have worry about their institution coming under attack and not finding anyone that would champion them. They do not fit the common mold of claims to religious freedom and religious liberty. Well, here we go, America. You have to choose to believe one of us. You have to believe Imam Omar Sleiman that Islam is the religion which proposes and promotes freedom and liberty, or you have to believe Usama Dakdok, who's spreading the Islamophobia to tell you that Islam is a savage cult and they're here to kill the last one of you if you don't submit to Islam. So who is telling the truth? Now, I challenge Imam Omar Sleiman, as I would challenge any Muslim in America. Prove to me that in Islam, there is religious liberty, or that in Islam, there is religious freedom. Well, guess what? They cannot prove that. And when you hear me say, here's what Allah said, and here's what Muhammad said concerning religious freedom or concerning liberty, Imam Omar will call me Islamophobe. I'm sorry. The problem here is the gentlemen who are sitting next to you, that is Pastor J.D. Greer and Pastor Kevin Singer, they are sitting with a smile on their faces, believing your lies and allowing you to paint Islam with these colors, which has nothing to do with the only true color of Islam, which is red. Why red? Because it is blood. Why it is blood? Because Islam started with the edge of the sword, and Islam will continue to exist in the world with the edge of the sword. How is that? It's very simple. Muhammad was killing people who will not submit to Islam. Then his followers after him killed all the Muslim people who choose to leave Islam, because the sin of apostasy is unforgiving sin. You must accept Islam by the edge of the sword, and you're not leaving Islam, because if you leave Islam, we will kill you. This is the evidence that Islam does not promote religious freedom or liberty. But why Muslims are not doing that today in America? Once again, it's simply because they do not have the upper hand in America yet. And when they do have the upper hand, that's exactly what they will do. Omar Sleiman knows what he is doing, and these Christian ministers who are sitting next to him have no clue what he believes or what he is doing, even up to this meeting. So I'm sorry. There is no Islamophobia. There is Islam and propaganda. Islam, which is the teaching of the word of Allah in the Quran and the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith, his Sunnah. That is how Muhammad practiced Islam. Well, let's move on to the next statement of Imam Omar Sleiman, as he said the following.
But there are some unique considerations. So, for example, what's going to happen to the Muslim that doesn't want to sell alcohol, right? Now, of course, I think that it gets tricky with the legal determination there, because do I not want to sell alcohol to a person because of who that person is, or do I just not want to sell alcohol as a Muslim? Are we going to start to infringe upon that?
Now, let us look at the consideration which Imam Omar Sleiman is sharing with this wonderful audience. He's given an example. What is the example? Muslims and alcohol. You see, Muslims will not sell alcohol, and that will make them look like people who do not believe in religious freedom or religious liberty. Excuse me, what alcohol have to do with religious freedom or religious liberty? And then he is given more details beyond our imagination. Think about it. The Muslim man will not sell alcohol because for two reasons. Because he does not like to sell alcohol to some specific people, or because he does not want to sell alcohol at all to anyone. Wow, don't you love the details? Like, if Muslims will not sell alcohol to some Jews or some Christian, we will call them bigots. No. This is not the real story, Imam Omar. And you know it. In Islam, alcohol is forbidden. And if you sell alcohol in Islam, your friends, the Muslim Brotherhood, all over the Muslim world, not only burn the places where you can go and buy alcohol, they actually behead the people who are selling alcohol. See, this is the real picture which you ought to teach the American people before you have the upper hand. It is not about whom we sell an alcohol to, but it's about selling alcohol, sir. In Islam, it is forbidden for anyone to sell alcohol, Muslims or not. And freedom of religion or religious liberty has nothing to do with just alcohol. It goes with everything else, sir. We covered that in our presentation, Revealing the Truth About Sharia, Islamic Law. So now we got in America, my dear friends, and the Muslim cashiers at Walmart will not touch your glass of wine or any products of alcohol or any pork products to pay for it. And they will tell you, I'm sorry, I cannot touch this. Oh, how holy Islam is. And now we know why we should never hire a Muslim worker in Walmart. And my friends, this is just step number one, because the day is coming when you go to Walmart, you will never see that kind of meat and these alcohol products.
Skeptics are constantly grouping God's Holy Bible together with Muhammad's unholy Quran. These mockers claim that both books are filled with tales of unjustified violence and that they speak of jihad, or holy war, against the infidels. But is this true? To answer this important challenge, Usama Dakdok has just released the first of a special two-book series investigating the concept of jihad in both the Bible and the Quran. Volume 1, entitled Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Holy War in the Bible, takes an honest and unvarnished view of death and killing as recorded throughout the pages of the Holy Scriptures. From Genesis to Revelation, from the Flood to the Second Coming, Usama Dakdok examines the logical and moral justification for God's judgment against sin. From the conquest of Canaan to the cross of Calvary, Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Holy War in the Bible provides the reader with a thorough and detailed investigation into this difficult yet crucial topic. In Volume 2, Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Unholy War in the Quran, the author will likewise provide a fair and honest examination of the arbitrary and unjustified killing as commanded by Allah in the pages of the Quran. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy of this new book today. The Straightwave Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. And now, back to our show.
Now let's move on to the next important point of Imam Omar's speech to answer the question about freedom of religion or religious liberty.
So I think that America needs to find that place from the element of reducing societal tension, where people are allowed to practice their faiths fully, be respected in doing so. And then everyone is called to the table. This is sort of the next step to that, to see, okay, well, where can we build bridges, dialogue, forge relationships that can propel us towards the good, and then have the proper modes of discussion beyond social media. Nothing's happening positive on social media. When's the last time you saw a social media back and forth end up at a place of understanding? Like, does that ever happen? That's never happened with me. It might just be Muslim Twitter. All right. But that doesn't really happen, right?
What's the URL for Muslim Twitter?
The URL for Muslim Twitter. I'm not even going to go there. All right. Because I don't know if we're at that place yet where I can make that type of joke.
First, let me cover the social media talk. And then we'll go to the real solution, the real steps which Imam Omar is giving to us to bring the freedom religion and the freedom liberty in America. Do you know that social media in America is 100% on the side of Imam Omar and the Muslims of America and the Muslims of planet Earth? How many times the social media like YouTube and others remove all our videos from the internet? How many times did you hear on CNN or CBS or even Fox any truth about Islam, for heaven's sake? When Judge Jeanine read a verse from the Quran, she was fired from Fox News for 2 weeks. You will never hear the truth about Islam and the Muslims from the media. And the media will do anything and everything they can to protect the Muslims and Islam in America. You see, once again, here is the language Imam Omar is telling us. We are victims. No, you're not victims. The Christians of America are victims in the social media. As the social media and the liberal media all over this country and all over the world now are mocking Christ and Christianity, and in the same time, they are praising Allah and Muhammad and Islam. I never heard anywhere in the social media somebody who can tell the truth about Islam without being blocked. So now let us look at the positive steps which Imam Omar wants us to practice. He said what? I think the American need to find that place from the element of reducing societal tension. Oh, change what you're doing in America, you Southern Baptist. Because the liberals are already with you, sir, on that. You're not sitting here with some wacko Christian. You're sitting with the head of the Southern Baptist Church. He said, where people are allowed to practice their faith fully. Oh, which means Muslims will practice Islam in America as they wish. How are we going to do that? Imam Omar, he said, be respected in doing so. So we allow the Muslims to do the things of Islam in America, and we need to respect them for doing so. And boy, oh boy, if I can talk about that alone, what are these things? He's talking about, we can go for another 10 programs or so to just to cover this point. And that's what, again, I don't like about dialogue, because in dialogue, you don't get into the details. Nobody stopped me, excuse me, Imam Omar, like what? Can you give me an example? What do you mean by Muslim practicing Islam freely and fully? Can you give me an example or two? No, we're not going to talk about that, because if I'm going to tell you what I'm talking about, then you're going to reject me completely, and you reject my solutions for this problem of religious freedom. Let me give you an example here. A woman wearing a hijab, a full burqa, is Islamic. So Muslims in America must be given the liberty and the freedom to wear the full burqa, the full hijab. Will she be walking in the streets as a stack of potato, and she need to be respected for doing so. So when the right time comes and Muslim men, the jihadi, wear the same clothes and do their dirty work for Allah, by burning and destroying places in America like churches, malls, whatever, even killing people like Muslims do in the Muslim world, you will never be able to catch that Muslim man who dressed in a full hijab. Well, I'm sorry, Imam Omar, let me give you the sad news. We should never allow a woman in America to wear not only the full burqa, but the early hijab, where you can see some of her face. Why? Because if we allow you to take step number one, you're going to go to step number 50 or step number 100. Because that's how Muslims take over the West. They start with the early stages and they move on to the final stages. We should never allow this to be in America, because that's why in America we have cameras in our banks, cameras in our businesses, cameras in the street corners, cameras everywhere. And these cameras will not work if your ladies are covering in full hijab. Then we might as well remove all these cameras to give you the freedom to do your dirty work without being caught. Not only Imam Omar is suggesting to us that Muslims can have the liberty to practice the religion freely with respect, but he wants us to go to the next step. That is where we can build bridges. That's where we can have dialogue. That's when we forge relationships which propel us towards the good. And we must have the proper mode to discussion beyond social media. That is exactly why Imam Omar is having this dialogue with Pastor J.D. Greer. We need to build bridges between the Muslims and the Christians. We need to help the Muslims to cross the oceans from the Muslim world to America to take over America. There is no such a thing as a relationship between dark and light, between Islam and Christianity. Because once again, in America, we believe in freedom of religion. This is the major question which was given by Pastor Kevin to Imam Omar Sleeman. There is no freedom of religion in Islam. Therefore, Islam does not fit in America. And when Muslims use our freedom of religion in America, they will take over America and we will end losing our freedom of religion in America, because that's when Muslims will be killing all non-Muslims in America after they will have the upper hand. So go ahead, Pastor J.D. Greer, help Imam Omar Sleeman to build a bridge to come to America, to build a bridge to be accepted in America, to grow in America, to get rid of you and all those who believe in Jesus Christ in America. That is why I don't like these words, building bridges, because these bridges are one-way bridges. It is from whatever the American believes to Islam. When Muslims leave Islam to any of these other beliefs, they will be put to death. And the day will come, they will kill ours for not accepting Islam. And finally, here is Imam Omar's specific advice for the Christians of America.
But, I think the point is that we need to have those conversations. We need, Christians in particular need to think broader in terms of what their does your notion of religious freedom include Orthodox Jews, Muslims, black churches, Hispanic Catholics? Does it include those that are also racialized and that are often put on the opposite side of some of the politics that come out of the far right?
Now, I saw that Pastor J.D. Greer will immediately come to the mic and say, yes, indeed, we Christians believe in all other people and the freedom of religion in America. We have no problem with the Orthodox Jews. We have no problem with black churches, because guess what, Imam Omar? Black churches are Christians. They believe exactly like we believe. Hispanic Catholic. Yeah. Imam Omar, we have no problem with the Catholic in America because they are also Christians and they believe in freedom of religion. And the reason we do not want Muslims to practice Islam in America is because Islam does not teach religious freedom. No. That's not what Pastor J.D. Greer says or will ever say. You see here, when you hear Imam Omar saying that, you come to the conclusion, well, Southern Baptist churches, evangelical churches do not believe in freedom of religion. It is not in their notions. Why? Because they will not allow the Orthodox Jews to practice Judaism in America. Well, no, that's not true. Or black churches, or Hispanic churches, or Catholic. No. We don't do that in America. Even many of the atheists in America believe in religious freedom. That's why they're atheists. Nobody forced them to become a Baptist. But that is what you get when you have dialogue with the Muslim imams like Imam Omar Sleeman. The question about religious freedom were asked, and we got lies from the answer of the Christian preacher, and we got hogwash and deceptive words of Imam Omar Sleeman. As we move on with the next question of this dialogue, and to continue our study of United We Fall, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.